afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast, because this isn't like usual radio or normal radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. And today, well, I wasn't going to write a word about John McCain. You know, if you read enough of my blog, you know exactly what I think or what I thought about the man. I didn't hold him in any esteem whatsoever. I thought he was a real piece of work. I thought he was just a nasty individual with a nasty character who was all about John McCain. While it's true he was a tough monkey, and when he was captured by the Vietnamese, apparently he didn't give an inch. He took the beatings, and he just kept on telling him where to go. But that doesn't make him a good guy. It just makes him a real tough little monkey, and that doesn't make him a good senator or a decent human being. It just makes him a tough guy. Tough guys don't mean that they're nice. You know, you hear all these things about the Maverick, John McCain the Maverick. Well, what? I don't know what the hell they were talking about. If running in an election on a certain platform gets you elected, and then you vote against the people whose party you represent makes you a maverick, well, then I don't know what the word maverick really means. To me, maverick is someone who stands out all by himself and doesn't rely on other people and doesn't rely on another party or another group or another philosophy. He or she is outstanding all by themselves, but that's not what he did. He ran as a Republican, he won as a Republican, and then he voted half the time, maybe not half the time, but a great deal of the time with the Democrats, with the leftists. You know, I don't know who the hell he was or what the hell he represented, you know, but I do know that when it came to the last critical vote of his life, he campaigned as hard as anybody to get rid of Obamacare, and when it came to the last critical vote of his life, he gave that thumbs down. And that said everything that had to be said about John McCain. Well, actually, I thought that said everything that had to be said about John McCain. But even on the threshold of death and after death itself, John McCain continued to be the piece of crap I always thought he was. And to turn around and make sure that the sitting president of the United States of America it cannot come to your funeral is like beyond belief. But to say that George W. Bush, who was, after all is said and done, was a really not a good president at all. He was the guy who, well, he got America into the Iraq-Afghanistan war, a war that's still raging after God knows how many years, and he didn't even fight it to win it, and he was part of the that enormous housing debacle with the subprime mortgages, you know, and of course there was a chance that America was going to crash and burn financially because of all the Wall Street stuff too. To have him come and be his, you know, to eulogize him at the funeral, I don't really have words for that. But then to sit down and say, I want Barack Hussein Obama, who is probably the most un-American president in America's history, who was a socialist, a communist, who did whatever he could to disrupt and destroy the American dream, to be at his funeral, to deliver the eulogy. Well, man, that says all that needs to be said. There really is nothing left to say after that. And then a little bit of whipping on top of the ice cream or cherry on top of the whipping, Joe Biden to deliver a eulogy for him all the way back at his home state. It's one doesn't have to say much about John McCain. There was no question about it. He had a very interesting career, but that career was not about America. That career was about him. And if you want to talk about narcissists, there he is, John McCain, the epitome of narcissism. This is Howard Galganov. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, you have a great day.